Ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to see so many of you here today despite your busy schedule, and I would like to thank you for your patronage to our group companies, as always. Without further ado, I would like to go straight into the presentation with regards to the results for fiscal 2016. I'd like to first summarize the trends of the past 5 years and then talk about the next 3 years and talk about what kind of measures we would like to implement. First, I'd like to talk about fiscal 2016 consolidated financial results and a summary of the past 5 years. Revenue recorded its record highs, which was about the same level as last fiscal year. Revenue went up by 0.1% but was at a historical high. With regards to profit attributable to owners of the company, it was 32.4 billion, or 32.455 billion, down by 4.9%, and ROE was 8.7%. On an IFRS basis, here we compare the trends of the past five fiscal years. It went up from 13 going into fiscal 2014, and this is the kind of trend we saw, and there are various reasons, such as Abenomics and other reasons, that impacted our performance. Apart from external factors, I believe our company changed greatly as well. Well, we changed the company, and I will be elaborating on the details from here on. As for profits, of course, we saw ups and downs, but once again, fiscal 2012 was the bottom, and we've been able to see a great profit recovery. We sold SBI Mortgage, so that is why this portion has increased substantially. We believe that we are now a company that is capable of maintaining the 30 billion level regardless of market conditions. For this slide, we have been seeing ups and downs once again, but now we are able to obtain at least over 8% as a company. Also, based on that performance, we offer shareholder return. For total dividends, we have decided a 5 yen increase, which is 50 yen a share. For last fiscal year, we implemented a share repurchase of approximately 8 billion yen. With regards to total return, it was 18.2 billion, and the total shareholder return ratio was 55.9%. The minimum target we have is 40%, but we were able to exceed that greatly and reach 55.9%. In the future, we will continue to be active on this front in conducting shareholder return. Here's our shareholder composition chart. The institutional investor ratio has been increasing. With regards to domestic and foreign institutional investors, we are at 63%. However, if you exclude, because we bought back shares, which is 12.7%, if we exclude treasury stock, the ratio of institutional investors is close to 70%, or precisely 69.5%. Particular, foreign institutions and individuals have been increasing. They are at 43.8% when you include 12.7%, and if you exclude the treasury stock, they are at 48.3%. Inquiries from foreign investors have been on the rise. With regards to the conditions of the main segments, I'd like to give some details. The financial services businesses has been doing well. For fiscal 2016, it was at its record highs, and it went up by 6.5% year-over-year. For the asset management business, it was at 80.392 billion, down by 12.2% year-over-year. For asset management, it is impacted by FX trends as well as the market. The market trends are vividly reflected. We usually do see this kind of fluctuation. For the biotechnology-related business, revenue has steadily been on the rise. It was up by 37.5%, reaching 5,530 million. As for the profit side, for the financial services business, profits went down by 3.8%, reaching 48.9 billion. For the asset management business, it reached 13,940 million, down by 21%. For the biotechnology-related business, which is dragging down on our company's earnings, close to 9.6 billion of losses were generated. For the financial services businesses, asset management businesses, they are profitable, but we are basically investing the profits from these businesses into biotechnology. And some people may say, "Mr. Kitao, you shouldn't be in the business," but we're already in the business. So I am definitely confident that this business will reward us in the future, and that is why we continue to be in the business. However, it was down by about 3 billion, and I will mention the reasons why later on. So looking at revenue on an IFRS basis, it looks like this on a pie chart. The blue part is the financial services business, which has steadily been on the rise. As for profit before income tax expense, as you can see, high levels of earnings are now being achieved. So for the financial services business, let's look at the business over a 10-year term. At the beginning, the business was being impacted heavily by market trends. We were dependent, highly dependent on SBI Securities. So depending on how the market moved, our performance swayed as well. In 2008, 2009, there was the collapse of Lehman Brothers in September 2008, and then we had the European debt crisis, and we were facing great challenges up until that point in time. We thought that we hit the bottom, and then after, Mr. Abe took his post, and then, the market started to pick up substantially. So that was in 2014, March. Then Mr. Trump became the president, and Brexit happened, and this year of 2016 became a year of volatility. But of course, individual stock brokerage trading value has been going down, but it has been decent compared to before. So during this term, we have been implementing a variety of measures. In September 2000, we launched SBI Sumishin Net Bank, and in January 2008, we launched SBI Insurance. And life insurance was a business we launched during this point in time, but we actually sold off the business because we thought the conditions were poor and our partner wasn't that great. So we decided to sell off the life insurance business. We left the non-insurance business, though, and decided to grow it and develop it. And in November 2008, we launched SBI Liquidity Market. If we didn't start the business this year, security commissions would have declined, and we needed something to complement that, and we would have been in a devastating situation. But we started to see FX become profitable from year one, although the stock market was depressed. So Liquidity Market was a good business to start. And Liquidity Market, for those customers who have account with us in our securities business or the bank business, we basically created a Liquidity Market so that they could do FX trading. So they needed to have an account in order to do trading. But we thought maybe some people don't necessarily have to have accounts, and that is why we launched FX Trade, SBI FX Trade. You just saw the commercial of it earlier on, but now we're seeing this grow at a high rate. So we launched SBI Money Plaza then after, and we acquired the current SBI Ikiiki SSI, and I also mentioned we sold former SBI Mortgage. Then we acquired the current SBI Life Insurance and Prudential's PCA from the UK was what we acquired and turned into a subsidiary. Furthermore, for SBI Securities, their annual IT system investment was immense at $13 billion. And we thought that was ludicrous. Therefore, we wanted to internalize the services for IT. And that is why we decided to internalize the IT system and established SBI BITS. And then started new sales at SBI Life Insurance. And then after, we decided to support the fintech age. And that is why we established SBI Ripple Asia. And we also acquired Ripple shares, 11%, which is Ripple from the U.S. And in September 2016, we acquired Nihon SSI and turned it into a subsidiary. And we decided to create a virtual currencies market. And last year in November, we established SBI Virtual Currencies. So looking back at the past 10 years, we continue to launch so many companies and businesses. And I think we are a rare case. Whether the market is good or bad, we continue to implement measures. And we try to turn the business profitable over a short term so that overall profits can be supported. So those are the functions that these businesses have had. So for SBI Securities, on a standalone basis, from 2013 going to 2014, it saw substantial growth. And thanks to Abenomics, we continue to see growth. And then we started to see sluggishness. And then Mr. Trump became the president, and people were uncertain about the future. And then we saw Brexit. Having said that, on a standalone basis, now it's able to generate $33 billion worth of profits. And for the FX business, now it's at $5,734 million. And for SBI Sumishin Net Bank, it's currently at $3,185 million. So this is for our 50% ownership portion. However, on an IFRS basis, now it's at $3,185 million. On a JGAAP basis, profits will be higher, but on an IFRS basis, we have captured this much of profits. For the net profits, based on JGAAP basis, we will announce it on May the 12th for the insurance business. Unlike the other financial services businesses, the more we expand this business, the more efforts the salespeople make, the more policies we're able to acquire, we will see an accumulation of policy reserves, and this will be incurred as cost, and it will pressurize our profits. That is the mechanism of the insurance business. So we did face challenges. But finally, we've been able to turn the business profitable. So from losses to generating profits. So the business has greatly changed. With regards to excluding established companies within the past 2 years, in fiscal 2012, the total loss amount in the financial services business was minus $8.9 billion. However, we've continued to turn the loss-making companies to generate profits, and now in FY 2016, it became zero. The last company we turned profitable was SBI Social Lending. It is engaged in the social lending business, which is recently popular. But now we have recorded full-year profitability for this business. So when you look back at the past five fiscal years, each of the companies in our group made tremendous efforts, and their efforts have borne fruit. So when you just look at the securities-related businesses, we are trying to be defensive to market change. Of course, we won't be able to completely protect ourselves from market trends, but we're trying to minimize the impact, and we've been working on that all along. Compared to others now, we are trying to perform better. So that is what we've been doing. So for individual stock brokerage trading value, it went down by 16.4% year over year. However, for SBI Securities commissions, it decreased only by 9% year on year. For operating revenue, it achieved a historical high of $90.5 billion. Profit attributable to owners of the company for fiscal 2016 decreased by 1% year on year, owing to a favorable increase in trading gains. The majority of gains is related to FX. So we have been diversifying our profit source. So compared to 5 fiscal years ago, we have been profiting more from other than flow type businesses. We were able to successfully expand that, and the dependence on stock brokerage commissions declined. And also, the government is trying to accelerate the flow from savings to asset formation. In order to promote this, NISA and iDeCo is in place, and we have focused on these businesses in the retail business. Furthermore, we are trying to thoroughly reinforce the wholesale business as well. It's not just retail brokerages any longer, but we are focusing on companies, corporates, as well as financial institutions to enhance equity and bond underwriting businesses. SBI Liquidity Markets operating income before allocation, I mentioned earlier, before allocation to the banks and securities companies, for 2016 was approximately 13 billion yen, up 3.9% year-on-year, recording a historical high. The business has been doing well. As for SBI Japan Next, we've been making efforts to improve convenience for customers for margin trading. By engaging in this business, I believe the convenience for customers will be highly enhanced. And also, it's all about reducing transaction cost. As a security company, I believe this is our fiduciary duty. It's a fiduciary duty of an asset manager. So for institutional investors, they look at markets to see where they can benefit from lower trading costs, and they need to seriously think about that. In the U.S., whether it be ordinary trading or margin trading, they do trading through PTSs. So it is out of the question to continue to regulate this part of the market, and that was my argument all along. So now it has been approved for margin trading, although it hasn't started. They are still having a debate over it. However, I think it's a matter of time. When you look at the bar chart, you could see in a diagram what I just talked about. This is revenue, and this is net income. And for March 2013, or fiscal 12, our reliance on commissions used to be 39.9%, but it went down to 31.5%. Furthermore, for online securities companies, I believe competition amongst the online securities companies is over because there is a steadfast difference now. Now it's not really competition any longer. As you saw in the commercial for FX, the world champion, it seems that the person will be competing in the Olympic Games from the Tokyo Olympic Games, and I'm sure the person will get a gold medal. So we are not competing with online securities companies any longer because the difference between the number one and number two companies is substantial. You could clearly see the difference. And you might say, Nomura is amazing because they have 239.6 billion in net income. However, if you were to compare Nomura and ourselves domestically, their operating profit is about 70 billion, and ours is 40 billion when you do an apple-to-apple comparison. So for Nomura and Daiwa and SMBC Nikko, they are actually making a business out of foreign bonds. And in the case of Nomura, they generated a huge loss in the U.S., so they don't have to pay taxes, so they are benefiting from that. However, I would be worried if I was the management of Nomura because in Japan, the foundation of the business has become weaker. When I used to be at Nomura Securities, in Japan only, we used to generate profits that were close to 600 billion. That was back then. Compared to the sales capabilities they used to have, I think there is a huge difference now. So for the major face-to-face securities companies, they really need to seriously think about their business. Of course, they need to have a good business overseas as well. But in the past, Nomura continued to generate huge losses in the international markets. So if there is a war between the U.S. and North Korea, I don't know what's going to happen. So it's a very unstable situation in the world today. At those times, you really need to stabilize your business as much as possible. This is a line graph. In January 2015, I declared that competition amongst online securities companies is over. And in the next year, the gap widened, and the gap even widened than after. Here are the number of accounts. 3.84 million accounts. So the second in line is 2.12 million, which is Rakuten. For deposit assets, it's 10.8 trillion. Rakuten, Monex, that following rank, even if you add Rakuten, Monex, and Matsui assets, they are still below our total assets.
Our share is one-third, actually, with 34.7%. It's a very high market share. Then which the margin and the trading, 35.9% share. Even more indicative about what will happen in the future is this page. It's about number of accounts. Please look at the lines for Daiwa and SBI. For Daiwa, 3,866,000. And for SBI, 3,840,000. Within this year, our number is going to exceed that of Daiwa. In terms of compound annual growth rate for June 2011 through March 2017 period, SBI showed 9.7% growth. Please look at the Nomura. Nomura's line is coming down. As you can see here, with 5,363,000. Their number of accounts is declining. And so the generation shift, with generation shift, the assets would change drastically. And those receiving inheritance are our customers. The generation change is happening. And those in their 60s and 70s, what will happen to them in 10 years and 20 years? And who will inherit their asset? And what is their age? And which securities company are they using? The same thing for the securities and the banks. Those who are living in the internet age. When the internet, the commerce started a long time ago, and those people with internet literacy are over age 20. In Japan, when the e-commerce started, and the babies back then had been using internet. And they are going to use mobile phones every day. And everything can be ordered by mobile phone and for any transaction. The interest credit balance. So the hours, the number, they increase drastically when the market changes. Investment trust. Investment trust is not selling anymore. Everyone is struggling with investment trust sales. And the commission is coming down increasingly. For quarterly balance hit historical high. And the ceiling for periodic investment trust setting amount exceeding 6 billion in April. This is about NISA. The SBI has 970,000 accounts, and the Daiwa 770,000. And the other 49% of those opening NISA accounts at the SBI Securities are new customers, and 66.5% of whom are beginner investors. This means 33% of the people are not experienced in investment. when they open accounts. While for the industry average, it's 26.6%. So SBI Securities is receiving many new investors as customers. And also, the active account ratio of SBI Securities of NISA accounts is 65.3%, much higher than the other industry average. And iDeCo is going to be the next strategic product. We are now partnering with Daiwa Securities so that we can leverage on each other's strength to be the top company in the business area of iDeCo. And this is the individual type defined contribution pension. iDeCo is strengthening its presence, number of monthly acquired customers of iDeCo by plan administrator. SBI Securities is dominant. And the focus on wholesale business. As a result of that, we had 13 other companies for which we served as the leader manager and ranking number four. And the other IPO underwriting table, we are number four. For the other 2017 fiscal year, we aim to lead underwriting 20 companies. And 87 companies were listed during April 2016, March 2017 period for IPO, among which 77 out of 87, in other words, we were involved in 88.5% of those deals as underwriter. So we talked about the business corporations and now the other financial corporations, which is another focus for us. We are going to focus even more on that. The whole group is now working on the business with regional financial institutions, strengthen relationships with them. And that effort is going to lead us, this group, to the next level, next phase. And by doing so, we can help save the struggling regional institutions, financial institutions. At the same time, we can help the national strategy. The other day, we decided to start providing financial instruments, the intermediary services with the Shimizu Bank from March 2017, and it is giving a strong impact on a quarterly basis. At least 10 banks or so will be our partners for similar concept. This is FX, up 3.9%, the 13 billion yen, and the 1,714 deposits billion in deposits. And the number of accounts is increasing, the DMM, the GMO. Our line is much steeper for the growth, and the difference is getting widening. SBI Japan Next, we are going to improve. We have improved the convenience by extending nighttime trading session from February 1st, 2017, and we are going to start the JGB dealing using PTS. And we have obtained the approval from the FSA on April 5th, 2017, and we are going to start the business by September 2017. So that will lead to the liquidation of the holding by the foreign investors, for example. And PTS, more than 30 banks, financial institutions will be linked up on the PTS. We'd like to welcome more and more the entities. This PTS is the public asset for us. We don't need to add the name SBI to the other PTS. This is a very the important time. We need to lift the prohibitions on the margin trading of stocks on PTS. And so the PTS still has that name SBI on it. Banking-related business, 15.2 billion for fiscal year 2014. And up to 9 months of the first fiscal year 2016, the 10 billion 400 million. So it is going to exceed the 14 billion yen level. And we are going to announce the result on May the 12th. The bank's the customer base in terms of number of accounts is increasing. And also, more significantly, the deposit, customers' deposit, is increasing. Now it's exceeding the 4,000 the billion or the 4 trillion yen. The Daiwa is the increased rapidly, but slightly declining right now. And 2001 Japanet, this part here, the Japan Net Bank is this low. It started with 652.8 billion. And we started in the September 2007, and we already exceeded 4 trillion yen. The housing loan, SBI, is dominant. And the 2,947 billion, and the other 3.5 trillion for cumulative total of housing loans on the next stage. Using the housing loans, we are going to expand our sales of the group credit life insurance. And not just us, we are going to incorporate into the strategy for the regional the banks. I'm talking about group credit life insurance to expand our insurance business. This is very interesting. It's about the housing loans. It took 17 months from 1 trillion to 1.5 trillion, 14 months from 1.5 to 2 trillion, and to 2.5 trillion, it took 12 months, and to achieve 3 trillion yen, it took 10 months. But to achieve 3.5 trillion, it was 7 months. So at the very high speed, in accelerated basis, we increased our cumulative total of housing loans by 500 billion yen. And card loan business is expanding very steadily. Insurance-related business. 5 years ago, we were in red, but we made the strong improvement. So the more you sell, the more policy reserves you have to have. So it's the very hard game. But once you reach a certain point, your profit is going to increase at an accelerated way. We are selling a lot. And of course, on this level, we have to sell more, and we have just made the start, and we need to continue to sell more. For the automotive insurance, it is renewed every year, so there is a very big market for that, and we need to capture these markets. And our loss ratio and the operating expenses ratio combined, these together is combined ratio. The operating expenses ratio is less than 20, 19.4%, and loss ratio 71.8%, and the combined ratio is 91.2%. So we are well poised to produce profits. As I mentioned earlier, our in-force policy is increasing at the double-digit basis, and the insurance premium income is also increasing by double-digit. So that means that the policy reserves are accumulated as well, but it's just a question of time. This insurance business is going to give us lots of profit going forward. And the positioning in the industry in 1990, or the 1986 or 1986 or 1960, many companies started long time ago, but we only started in 2008, and catching up and exceeding those companies. We have only first 9 months results for the fiscal year 2016. The SBI Life Insurance, we acquired it, acquired run-off company, and there was no policy reserves because it was in the management phase. But it had more than 4.9 billion yen, and we developed systems, and we were ready for marketing, and then started to sell the business, and the 1,560 million yen and the 110,000 policies.
The small amount short-term insurance companies, since we have acquired them, they are experiencing a big growth. The SBI Rista SSI is 54% increase. Iki Iki SSI, the number of contracts compared from the acquired time, it has increased by 80%. And for Nippon SSI, increased by 7% in terms of contract numbers. Asset management business, as I have mentioned before, the profit before income tax expense was about 14 billion yen. 14 companies have been established through investment and M&As. 10 companies were IPOs, and 4 companies were M&A'd. And this fiscal year, March 17, we're aiming for 20 companies. And looking at the group investment performance, I thought it was quite interesting. This is the commitment amount, looking at domestic and overseas. Overseas consists of 65%. Looking at the assets under management trend, that means that the overseas part, they are accumulating their assets through the sales of investment securities, collected 14 billion yen in capital, and executed 32 billion plus of investments. So we are restructuring the assets, bring in the fintech area actively, and we have made the portfolio to a stage that the performance increases and enhancing it. And in the fintech area, we have established a fintech fund of 30 billion yen, and from 28 regional banks, we have them make the investment. Mizuho Bank also have been contributed, as well as Yokohama Bank. And it started at 28, but already decided on investments into 46 companies. And from the SBI Holdings, there's 11 billion and 15 billion from the fintech fund. And now we are going to expand the exit of fintech investing companies. In 2017, 4 companies. In 2018, 8. In 2019, 7. After 2020, 9. So moving forward with good performance, we believe that, and we expect that we'll be able to generate a good profit. And the Nihon Keizai Shimbun has a finding unicorn companies in Japan. And it has mentioned the estimated valuation fintech-related investee companies of our group. And Free was 31.5 billion, Money Forward was 23 billion, and Bitflyer was 20 billion in terms of valuation. So what I can say for sure and agree is that a good valuation will be attached to a fintech company. for fintech, there's blockchain, robo advisor, IoT, security, remittance, exchange, crowdfunding, big data, AI, payment, banking, API, loan, factoring, and payment, and accounting, and other fintech. We made investment for the design of fintech and portfolio management, and accounting are other areas that we are investing too. So in various fintech area companies, to cover all of it, we have made these investments. This is the South Korea's savings bank. When we made the investment, everybody was criticizing us a lot, saying, "Why are you investing in such a poor-performing company?" But look at this now. June 30th, 2013, June 2014, and 2015, June full year, we wanted to turn it profit, and this is for 6 months, irregular financial results for 6 months. It's this number, and the full year, 2016, December, this is in 100 million units. In the past, if you just made it one-tenth, it was converted into Japanese yen, but the foreign exchange rate nowadays is slightly different. But what's important here is that please compare with the other savings banks. The majority of the other savings banks is been bought by the major South Korean commercial banks. The bank that we have acquired, you can see how much of a different company it has become to be. And fiscal year 2017, first quarter of net income based on K-GAAP was 20.4 billion Korean won, and fiscal year 2017, profit before income tax expense attributable to SBI Holdings based on IFRS was 5.6 billion yen. And the balance of performing loans, this was the bottom. 2013, December, it has increased, and now we have exceeded 4.1 trillion in won. Especially, the balance of retail performing loans is increasing rapidly. And the delinquency ratio of the overall loans, you can see that we went down to 8.8%. And for the retail delinquency ratio, it is 5%. It has declined rapidly. If you read the newspapers, it does talk about the increasing delinquency ratio, but still we have experienced a decrease. Morningstar Japan, regardless of the market condition changes, it has increased the profitability 8 consecutive fiscal years. By devising various things, it has a wonderful management of the operation. The Morningstar in the United States is saying, "Please sell it, please sell it," that we would like to have more than majority, is what they are insisting now. The various information tools, where is the best? When we conduct a survey of that, it's Morningstar Japan by far. The smartphone application that investment trustees use to collect financial information, number one. Second place is Yahoo Finance. But actually, investment trust data are supplied by Morningstar Japan for Yahoo Finance. And for the tablet application that investment trust salespeople use on site is Morningstar Japan Investment Trust Index. QuickFin is number two with a large difference. This time, biotech and SBI Pharma made profitable for the first time since its founding. Photonamic, if we look from January to December, it's making profit. However, if you include January to March, it is loss-making because the profit-making comes to the latter part. Having said that, the delayed part is going to incorporate it in this fiscal year. Photonamic, in terms of the business management, within the full year, which is over there, is January to December, they're going to thoroughly do business so that they will be making a profit. biotech, the trend in the last 5 years. We've been putting our efforts in this. And finally, to Kyowa Kirin, we were able to conclude an exclusive marketing rights. And we had the milestone agreement fee that came in. That was a major element. And this is the third one. We have been receiving milestones from the past projects too. But the area that we're receiving the milestone is quite a popular treatment area. I will speak in detail later on. SBI Pharma, it was established in 2008, and in 5 years, they had a first launch of Araguryo, which is the diagnostic agent for brain tumor, and continue the efforts. And finally, we were able to become profitable for the first time since its founding. We had three out-licensing deals. The first is for Chugai. It is for the bladder cancer, PDD. It's a domestic exclusive marketing rights. And the other two will be Abu Dhabi company. The Abu Dhabi company has created a sales company of the joint venture company that we have created. And the drug that is developed will be sold through that sales company. And we have received an approval for that. And at that time, the profit sharing is 50-50 between us and them. According to their laws, as a company registration, their investment is 51%, and we are 49%. But in terms of profit sharing, it's 50-50. And right now, for diabetes and malaria infection, we are going to hold the clinical trials in India. India, for both diseases, has an enormous amount of patients. The Modi government in India is very cooperative and supporting this measure. And Ara Promo, we established this company as a health food sales company. It was established in 2012. And once we have acquired the food with functional claims, the recognition has increased rapidly, and we have the collaboration with RiseUp Group, and the sales have increased rapidly. Moving forward, R&D expenses of the biotechnology-related businesses and investments, I would like to touch upon this now and later on. I will be speaking of Quark. What was mentioned previously, which is the biotechnology area large loss, where is it coming from? It is from the Quark's R&D expenses. This is the number one reason. This is going to gradually decrease, and in fiscal year 2019, it is going to become half. So we just have to bear a bit longer. And this company, as an independent, we would like to list it in the United States or Tel Aviv, or in both markets. We're preparing so that we can realize the real listing. The bio business, at times, is not distinguished between must-have and nice-to-have, and the R&D expenses just increases. At the basic research area, the expense just accumulates. But we need to narrow it down in a pinpoint basis with a clear target and have a thorough cost reduction. And also, the existing businesses, such as SBI Biotech or Quark or five other related businesses, or to Axela, we'll narrow it down to the existing businesses only. And at this point, we have no intention of going into the new business areas. This is Araguryo's granule agent. We have granted Chugai the exclusive marketing rights as a diagnostic agent cancer treatment. The other day, regarding diagnostic agent cancer treatment, we actually made a presentation at the 105th annual meeting of the Japanese Urological Association of Diagnostic Agent for Cancer Treatment, and it is a focused very well. The resection of bladder cancer by using this agent showed higher sensitivity than the conventional method by using white light only in the patient, meaning that by having this, the cancer is visualized in red. And through that, the detection of cancer is now 79%, which has increased a lot. So they know where to resect. So the recurrence ratio can be lowered. And the number of specimens of tumor positive that could be detected, this agent could detect 46 specimens, 25.4%, which could not be detected by the conventional method. And regarding this, using the five-ALA method, it was able to be detected. In the past, it was not detected. 25.4%, one-fourth bladder cancer was not detected. So if this is not removed, it is going to reoccur. Also, using the phase III clinical trial test that is done at the Kochi University, Nara Medical University, or Hamamatsu University School of Medicine, or Yamaguchi University and Saito Medical University International Medical Center, various universities and institutions have conducted this trial, and the significant high efficacy was approved and recognized highly, even in the Congress. And on January 17th, SBI Pharma received the Minister of Economy, Trade, and Industry Award at the 10th Japan BioVenture Awards, and also received the Invention Award of the Seiichi Tejima Memorial Research Prize. We have received the prize because what we have invented can be used for PDT and PDD. So it is highly focused in the oncology treatment area. And for the health food area, the five-ALA plus or ALA plus toe down has been launched in 2016 and is rapidly expanding. And now it is sold at 12,292 stores. So the major drugstore chains are increasing the number of stores that this product is sold. And also, the utilization rate of the stores is increasing. And also, the recognition rate when it started was 67%, but it has reached 20%. So ALA plus sugar down the number of stores has doubled and received various prizes. And it has received awards for the Shining Name in Promotion and also won the Excellence Award for the Hit Item Awards. ALA plus toe down or sugar down, 30 capsules was ranked in 13th place in February 2017. And as the blood glucose level at itself, it is number one in nine consecutive months.
So looking back at the past 5 years, we completed the establishment of the internet-based financial ecosystem. And through the pursuit of customer-centric principles, all subsidiaries and business divisions achieved profitability. And within the financial ecosystem, we were able to recognize the highest-ever revenue. And even if the market environment wasn't that great, we've been growing into a business segment capable of high profit levels in spite of adverse market conditions. And for the asset management business, owing to Morningstar Japan's sustainable profit growth and SBI Savings Bank rapid business turnaround, a constant profit source that underpins this business segment has been established. Four, through the continuous establishment of the new funds, both domestically and abroad, such as the FinTech Fund, we established a structure that will bear fruit in the future. And also, we realized the transition from Japan's SBI to the world's SBI through investments, where the overseas assets under management has become significantly greater than that of the domestic market. It's now 65% versus 35%. And for biotech, SBI Biotech and SBI Pharmaceutical successfully achieved profitability on a non-consolidated basis. Kyowa Kirin, as well as Chugai, the Japanese major pharmaceutical companies, our products have been out-licensed, which was quite significant as a development. And also, Quark, a subsidiary of SBI Biotech, has two products at the phase three stage in its drug discovery pipeline. Currently, the cost for clinical trials is quite immense, and we have been generating significant losses, but this will gradually decrease. If this goes well, Novartis will about, depending on the FX rate, will be paying us approximately 70 billion yen. And that is a product that's currently in the phase three stage. And also, SBI ALA Hong Kong is the intermediate holding company of the five ALA-related business and expects a steady increase in the sales of food with functional claims, along with other health foods and cosmetics, and a steady progress of its drug pipeline clinical trials for peritoneal dissemination of gastric cancer, mitochondrial diseases, and cardiac ischemia reperfusion injury. And we are progressing steadily towards profitability in the biotechnology-related business. So based on the summary, I'd like to talk about the basic strategy for the next 3 years. First, in the financial services business, we will realize the paradigm shift to the FinTech 1.5 to 2.0 era, which will cause technological innovations from FinTech 1.0. The SBI Group will transform itself through the application of FinTech technologies, and by propagating it to the regional financial institutions, that is one of the pillars of the regional economy, we will create a transformation vortex toward a regional revitalization. Number three, in the biotechnology-related business, we're establishing an independent business structure through the maximization of profits by promoting out-licensing in the pharmaceutical field and launching new products in the field of health foods, as well as targeting the IPO of major companies, is what we will do. Number four, promoting the actualization of intrinsic corporate value through measures such as the IPO of group subsidiary companies to increase market cap and further enhancing shareholder returns to increase shareholder value. So let's go into detail. For 16 years, from 1999, FinTech 1.0 was being worked upon to develop a financial ecosystem, but we have new technologies like AI, big data, IoT, robotics, and other types of technologies that have emerged. So when we incorporate that, it means that we need the world of internet as well as the world of the web, and these elemental technologies will go on top of that. We will then be able to realize FinTech 1.5. Even if we use the blockchain, you could use it over the web. So it's basically, it's a convergence of all technologies. And when we enter the age of FinTech 2.0, basically, blockchain will be the core technology. And there's a variety of applications related to blockchain, and we will be able to completely create an ecosystem that's based around blockchain. That is FinTech 2.0. So we would like to converge as soon as possible. So FinTech 1.0, 1.5 needs the web presence, and it basically is a system that allows the exchange of information. In FinTech 2.0, you're able to exchange value over the internet. That's the difference. And you don't necessarily need the web any longer. And blockchain, of course, can be used on the web, and DLT, distributed ledger technology, is also developing. Currently, companies like Ripple or R3, Corda, is adopting this technology. So we would like to take advantage of this technology to develop the system. And we would like to strive to complete the transition process from 1.0 to 1.5 to 2.0 within 3 years. And we would like to quickly reach the state of FinTech 1.5 as soon as possible. Then how are we going to do it? Towards the paradigm shift to the FinTech 1.5 to 2.0, here are the strategies as well as the means. We would like to basically obtain the means and formulate a strategy. So we would like to expand group companies' new businesses, adopting various elemental technologies, as well as promote demonstration tests utilizing new technologies, which is currently underway. So let me talk about some details. For example, in the area of robo-advisor, we have an alliance with WealthNavi. From their point of view, I'm sure they are grateful because this tie-up is doing very well. We have started to launch WealthNavi for SBI Securities, and we currently already have 12,000 accounts as of April 26th, ever since we launched this service, and customer assets have reached 5.6 billion. Furthermore, with Microsoft and liquidity market and FX trade, we are partnering to develop an FX trading service utilizing AI. We are basically trying to complete a system, develop a system that is able to automatically respond to inquiries. And also with WealthNavi, we have a partnership. There was a slight delay, but currently, as of April 26th, customer deposit assets have reached more than 800 million yen. It's not just WealthNavi, but for MoneyDesign too. We would like to work with them in a similar way, and we are currently preparing for the launch. And cash cards with Visa Debit, we are preparing for the provision of Japan's first small amount asset management service, which links up with the settlements made by Visa Debit with cash cards or e-money. And life insurance or auto insurance business area, we would like to personalize our insurance products, and we are implementing a variety of measures, even in Korea. In Korea, there are two online banks that have been approved and that have started operations. We haven't yet entered that area because of the legal framework. There needs to be a law related to online banks, or else it won't be a significant business, and it's a matter of who is going to be held responsible. So under those conditions, we don't think there is significance to enter this business. And are there fears that we might be late to enter? But we have a wealth of expertise and our partner. We would like to select a good partner as we consider to enter two or three more banks on top of the two banks. When the legal framework is completed, may be increased in Korea, and that is the timing when we would like to enter this business segment. The former Yellow Financial Group is now called Daily Financial Group, but they are collaborating with SBI Savings Bank so that they could develop a new screening model. And they actually have incorporated the screening model from April this year, and they will be able to prevent the incurrence of bad debt substantially, presumably. And creation of new financial businesses and improvement of operational efficiency through the utilization of blockchain or core technology of the FinTech 2.0 era is another topic I would like to talk about. For blockchain, in the financial services business, we believe it can be applied in a variety of areas. Of course, we would like to make our business more efficient by reducing cost, so it's feasible in that way. But it can also be applied to making transactions more efficient, whether it be derivatives, bonds, commodities, or repurchasing or cross-border. Blockchain can be used in a variety of fields, and we would like to do all of the fields. In SBI Securities, they are also looking at the feasibility together with IBM to see what we could do to apply blockchain to the financial market infrastructure for bond processing operations. For virtual currencies, SBI Virtual Currencies, this summer, we're scheduling the launch. We will do Bitcoin, XRP, will be handled here as well, and other types of regional currencies, and also fixed rate type of currencies are what we would like to carry. For example, it might be fixed at 1 yen. And we would like to also create SBI coins, and we have all these dreams and ideas in place right now in the world. We would like to create an unprecedented market through this launch. And also for R3, there are more than 80 of the world's major financial institutions that are participating in this consortium. And whether it be Nomura, Daiwa, they are members and so are we. And we have made investments towards R3 as well. And R3 has a project. And we have decided to participate, which is Corda. We are striving to turn Corda into a global standard. And the global standard is yet to be decided. Ripple is focusing on this area. We are focusing on Ripple as well as Corda and R3. If there are other types of technology available, we would like to also look at that as well. That's how valuable it is. And currently, at this point in time, the conclusion has not yet come out. However, for this consortium, there are more than 80 financial institutions that are participating, and our partner Ripple has more than 75 distinguished financial institutions as members. And in Japan, a lot of initiatives are underway by using Ripple. So strengthening alliances with fintech investee venture companies is another area I would like to talk about. APIs, application programming interfaces, and turning this open is something that will become increasingly important because the FSA are always telling financial institutions to be more active on this front, whether it be SBI Sumishin Net Bank, which did open up its APIs. This is something we would like to roll out to other areas as well. And considering we are considering API connections with about 10 technology development companies in the accounting and asset management field. Furthermore, for transaction lending, information from big data, cloud accounting service company provided information is what we will be looking at to offer accounting transactions. So it's a business loan service, and we would like to continue to be active on this business.
And second one, the SBI Group is going to the course transformation of Voltex for the regional revitalization. Regional revitalization is national strategy. And we are going to use our strategy and technology to reform the regional financial institutions and regional revitalization initiatives from the financial sector. And we are going to bring about social changes with new fintech technologies and revitalize regional economy and roll it out all over the nation. So what are the specifics to do that? I'd like to go one by one. So these are the initiatives to realize regional revitalization. So the regional industry, regional financial institutions, regional the industry, regional financial institutions, local governments, and regional industry are the three pillars for the regional economy. And we are going to bring in our resources, our know-how. And also, we are going to use our the fintech, the venture investing companies' know-how to revitalize the regional economy. For example, if there is no e-commerce facility at a certain small regional company, with at almost no cost, though we bring in the venture to provide the e-commerce the platform, or in the farming area, we are going to have the package of payment or the cash the settlement for farmers. So for the other financing side, you can use the cloud financing for the individuals, the individual businesses rather, and SMEs. So through this effort, we'd like to change the regional areas, also hometown deposit, hometown loan, in addition to hometown the other tax, this should be in the part of the picture. It is about your town and how much investment trust information you can get from your local the bank, local financial institution. There are many financial institutions in the regions who do not provide any such information. there's almost no contact with the opportunities to invest overseas. And there are many such the regional financial institutions. On the short term, the negative interest rate that is pushing down their revenue, and they cannot catch up with the other fintech. So they are left behind from the evolution of financial innovation that is on midterm and long term. Aging of society, population decline, such macroeconomic factors accelerate, and the regional economy, it is shrinking, it's contracting. Under such circumstances, we would like to provide some solutions. It's not just about A bank, B bank going together would not change anything. It will not change anything. So to revitalize regional economy, introduce fintech fund investee companies to regional FIs. For example, the example of Bank of Yokohama, Free, MoneyTree, Kakko, Kokopele Incubate. We introduced these entities to the Bank of Yokohama. And now the Bank of Yokohama is now collaborating in many areas with them. And also, the SBI Investment has one seconded employee, very talented person from the Bank of Yokohama since June 2016. And with that person, we are considering how to incorporate state-of-the-art fintech at the Bank of Yokohama. And this is the example of the Sain Godo Bank. We introduced Orb to them, venture investing company of the other fintech fund. And they are now working on the issuance of the other new the other currency. We did the demonstration test, the payments at the cafeteria and the kiosk at the Sain Godo Bank's headquarters by Gogin Coin. And it's a very advanced examples, and we'd like to use virtual currency, the exchanging virtual currency in the market to make the regional economy more attractive. And for that, you need incentives. For example, the tourist goes into region A, and you buy the regional the currency or coins at 10,000 yen. And with the 1,000 yen premium, and who is going to pay for that 1,000 yen? And you need wisdom for that. For example, SBI Energy establishes power plants in cooperation with local governments. And for example, small hydro generation, for example, for the drinking water. There's a flow of water, and if you have a turbine there, you can generate power. And the earning from that the power generation will be used for the premium. And maybe the local governments can use part of the fund for that purpose. Or the part of the revenue of the regional FI could use for the premium. In Sosa City in Chiba, it was a big news. The Mr. Koizumi, the ex the other prime minister, and also Mr. Hosokawa, ex prime minister, they were also there for the announcement in Sosa City in Chiba Prefecture. It's about SBI the energy, the planning, all that. So the restoring a part of revenue from sales of electric power to the region at support fund. So there is a farm. And where you erect a support framework, it's a new idea. You don't need to put all the frameworks on the same line. You can do the farming plus you can erect the support framework without reducing the productivity of the farming. In collaboration with the Japan IBM, establish a support system for fintech services at regional financial institutions. They need support. About 30% of the regional banks use IBM Japan as their main vendor. So we have established a joint venture with IBM Japan. Of course, others are using NTT Data, that we would like to cooperate with all of these vendors so that the fintech platform can be introduced at a low cost. If it is packaged thing, that can reduce cost. So the introductory cost should be as low as possible. And for that, we'd like to introduce some mechanism, bring about remittance revolution by building next generation remittance system in Japan and make it a global standard. It's about the SBI Ripple Asia, the SBI group has a 60% stake, Ripple 40%, and we also invest 11.3% in Ripple. Internet protocol, or rather IOP, Interledger Protocol, the other is drawing lots of attention. It is not based on a blockchain. It's unlike Bitcoin. It's very fast. The process is done within 1 second to complete processing. It's much faster and better than using Bitcoin, but of course, cost should be lower. And for that, I think the best way is to use XRP, to use Ripple's coin. And with that, you can reduce cost. If you use only the Ripple's cost, the reduction is only 33%. But if you use Ripple's system and virtual currency XRP, you can reduce the cost by 60%. And that's an announcement by Ripple. And in the case of Japan, I think that you can reduce cost even more to one-tenth of the current level. So we established the Japan Bank Consortium, and SBI Group is serving as the secretary for that. And by applying distributed ledger technology, we are trying to centralize domestic and foreign exchanges. And then the time and the convenience for remittance and actual costs will significantly reduce, and it will be 24 hours a day real-time basis settlement becoming available. And for that consortium, there are 56 banks participating in the consortium. It is increasing, and now it has achieved 56 banks participation. So we are now reviewing systems development, operation, risk, and standardization. Mizuho is one of the first participants, and the BTMU is going to participate as well. Mitsubishi Tokyo UFJ, Bank of Mitsubishi Tokyo UFJ is going to participate, and Mitsubishi, the Trust Bank, and Norin Chukin, and also the Resona Bank is also participating in this consortium. And in Japan, it is about RC Cloud, and it is going to be Japan-originated and the first in the world. The attempt in RC Cloud is cloud-hosted platform on unified platform using Ripple solution. And from summer-winter this year, the commercial use of cross-border payments will start. And with that, the remittance cost will go down significantly, and remittance revolution will happen. And there are new 10 the financial institutions participating in this the global the payments network of Ripples, and MUFG is part of it, and over 75 banks are participating. And as to GPSG, the Mitsubishi the Tokyo UFJ, the BTMU is also, I'm sorry, Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi UFJ is participating. The total of 7 banks are participating, and to accelerate the commercial usage of the Ripples, the other system. Number 4, establish SBI Regional Bank Value Creation Fund and help regional FI, the revitalized regional economy. And we have many alliances with the regional FIs, as well as the financial institutions, both at home and abroad. So in addition to that basis, the Japan Banks Consortium now has the 41 the regional banks, including second tier, and 28 banks are participating in regional financial the fintech fund for the regional financial institutions, and the relationships will be much more closer among them.
And with 100 billion yen size, a new fund will be established, which is going to be the Regional Bank Value Creation Fund. This is to resolve all the problems faced by the regional banks. It's more than 100 billion yen fund. If we create such a thing, effective usage of the capital can be done where the situation between banks, they're cross-holding their shares, that can be resolved once. And then the capital will be effectively used. And with that, they can aggressively implement fintech, expanding investment and financing to financial institutions in the Asia region in collaboration with regional financial institutions. We have established a global investment structure. They can invest in these places and also provide loan through this investment structure in Asia. Regarding the bio-related businesses, biotech has achieved profitability on a single year, non-consolidated basis. The treatment area that's focused from Opzibo and CHEK inhibitor agent, the result that Opzibo, checkpoint inhibitor, has increased the curement of lung cancer by 20%. So this area is a focus very well. This is the immunological treatment. So this checkpoint inhibitor, Dr. Tasuku Honjo from Kyoto University, has invented this, and probably he will receive the Nobel Prize this year. But this area, when we started with the University of Tokyo of Medical Tokyo Institute of Medical Science professor has supported us to move forward various technologies in this area. And 5-ARA, steadily and satisfactory, has moved forward, and they have gone into phase three, and we have finalized the application for bladder cancer, and also it has been in phase three for the peritoneal dissemination of gastric cancer. So I think the PDC can go into any type of cancer. For each cancer, we were saying, do we have to start from phase two for each one of them? We are conducting the negotiation, and we're saying, can't we use it for all of the cancers? We would like to do the clinical trial and prove that. And the cisplatin nephropathy protection, cisplatin is an anti-cancer drug that's frequently used. But if you take that, you're kidney will be damaged. And for that, 5-ALA may be effective. And so we have entered the phase two, and mitochondrial disease. We are preparation for phase three. This is considered for out-licensing. And scheduled by Oxford University and Birmingham University Hospital in the UK, which is cardiac ischemia reperfusion injury, by taking it for about 5 days, 5-ALA. If it they will be able to prevent a stroke by that. And we'll be able to reduce that possibility of the occurrence by one-third. And Oxford University and Birmingham University are in collaboration for clinical trial. And the photodynamic therapy, PDT, not just casting the light, but also detect cancer. We have a subsidiary company in Germany, and they are working on that. And Neo Pharma, which is located in Abu Dhabi, as I have mentioned before, with diabetes and malaria infection, they are going to enter a clinical trial. And after phase three starts, we will receive a milestone payment. And also regarding the health food, the second quarter of this fiscal year in the Middle East and Russia, we would like to launch the health food. Currently in Japan, it will be the products that are already launched. We are going to sell it those in the Middle East and Russia. And regarding PDD, we would like to expand the therapy area from brain tumor, carcinoma, vesicate, peritoneal dissemination of gastric cancer, and we would like to conduct a screening with urine testing. If you do it for about 3 days, you'll be able to find out whether you have cancer or not. The possibility has occurred, so we will pursue that. And using the mechanism of 5-ALA is a raw material of hemp, we are trying to cure various diseases from the current 5-ALA or from the current mitochondrial disease. So we would like to bring it to treating the Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's disease. And also, with the Health Science Laboratory of Keio Research Institute, we have established the KOSBI laboratory on 5-ALA. This is going to be established within the Keio University Shonan Fujisawa campus. Our researchers are going to move from Kobe to Shonan Fujisawa campus, so that as for Keio University and us too, they are going to research the 5-ALA in full scale. This is only done in Japan, and also the other one is the photodynamic in Germany that we have acquired that conduct this research. These are the only two. So there will be the origin to disseminate the information regarding this. And at ADA Promo, the supplement focusing on female-specific hormone balance, Menostab, we will be launching that, and Body Shape. This is going to be increased sugar and fat metabolism with double effect of 5-ALA and carnitine. And in 2017, food with functional claims utilizing 5-ALA for recovery from fatigue. This is doing a clinical trial in Hiroshima University right now. And in 2018, we will have a food with functional claims from male menopause improvement at Junjedo University. And fiscal year 2019, we will have a food with functional claims for improved motor functions at Junjedo University too. Right now is SBI Adaprom, but we would like to change the name to SBI Foods. We would like to launch various food with functional claims utilizing ginkgo biloba. And also we started an R&D on germination brown rice from fiscal year 2017. The one that is a research in the Osaka University's cardiovascular department, we want to transfer that to our lab. And Professor Kobayashi at Juntendo is conducting this right now for the skincare products utilizing 5-ALA, and we've already launched it, and it's highly reviewed. So we would like to add cleansing and facial wash, and also add beauty essence in 2018. And also IPO of the subsidiary companies, FinTech Solutions, Insurance Group, Capital Management, Biotech, Quark Pharmaceuticals and SBI ALA Hong Kong, they're preparing for IPO. And underneath SBI Access, we would like to bring in the SBI FinTech Solution, bring in all the three FinTech-related companies and call it SBI FinTech Solutions. They are all working on the FinTech-related matters, and their revenue are increasing. So I think by doing this, interesting value will be added to it. For the SBI Insurance Group, other than reinsuring, we have consolidated all the insurance companies. And we're having Mizuho as the lead managing securities company for the IPO of them. And for the SBI Capital Management's IPO, all this included, we would like to IPO. So what kind of value does each part have? If we can clarify that, the overall valuation probably will increase, is what we think. And for SBI Biotech, it has turned into a profit-making company. But further, moving forward, for autoimmune diseases, and also we would like to work on the plasmacytoid dendritic cell preparatory platforms. And we are developing all the technologies in these hot areas, so we have high expectations. And as for Quark, December 2019 is a scheduled timing for the conclusion of Phase 3, and we are expecting about 70 billion as a milestone payment. And Biocon, we have a collaborative Phase 3 clinical trial with Biocon of India. And SBI Allo Hong Kong, an intermediate holding company involved in five other related business, will be considered for an IPO, and we're working with Hong Kong. And now it's 6 o'clock, so I'd like to conclude my presentation. Thank you very much for your kind attention.